June 17th, 2021. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom Watchman Program.
And Lou, tonight you and I, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, will bring you part two of Vital Emergency Warnings, once again under the title Police State and Pushback. This is part two, and we have some shocking headlines recently from various places, and let's just start with the fake news first. Actually, we are looking at two issues of Time magazine. The first one was June the 14th. The second was June 21st to 28th. And first of all, we see that there's some reason that the antipathy is building again toward former president or president, whoever you want to say, Trump, because something is going on. And we hear a lot of bad reports that possibly the Chinese can't feed their food and that ultimately an invasion of the American farmland and homeland is planned. So we just say to you, we'll be talking in more depth about this next week in our program that will be called Degradation and Dragon at the Door. So you'll want to not miss that program. So anyway, there's a New York grand jury convened for Trump probe. And, of course, this will be looking into his, quote, business dealings. Now we move on to some of the things that Time magazine says that we missed out on knowing during the pandemic. And one of the things is the first human monkey chimera. And this was in an April study published in the journal Cell. Professor Juan Carlos, there's another name, I can't pronounce his middle name, Belmonte, created an embryonic chimera that combined human and non-human primate cells designed for research purposes only. Lou, I thought that we heard that Anthony Fauci was doing some interesting experiments at the University of Pittsburgh. Wasn't he transplanting some human stuff like hair and scalps and stuff onto rodents?
Yes. The objective, I think, was to see if that would grow.
Yeah, so I think Time magazine missed the bigger story, or maybe it intentionally didn't involve Fauci. And then they said there's a bone marrow transplant curing HIV. That might be very good news. The other big vaccine news is, Lou, that in this country that you looked up, and you said it's in Western Africa, Burkina Faso?
Yes. That's right.
Near the Sahara, did you say?
Just below the Sahara.
Yes, supposedly there, we have this big problem with malaria. And I guess maybe this is Bill Gates in the background. We don't know. But Time magazine says, quote, this year there was dramatic progress toward that goal, and that means to eliminating malaria. So we'll watch. They're saying that so far this has a 77% success rate, but we'll have to be watching that. Then we get into some other headlines in Time magazine, and I call these sort of diversionary stories as we're here watching the spike proteins multiplying in the mRNA vaccinated critters, and that's human beings. We have good news of the week, a World Wildlife Fund. And we have to point out that World Wildlife Fund is under the direction of Prince Charles and the royal family and all the other globalists who love the idea of population reduction. So really the goals may be a little different than what you thought whenever you find the money and you write the checkout to the World Wildlife Fund. This report, released on May 24th, found that the COVID-19 pandemic has spurred bans on the sale of wildlife across Asia and the U.S., as well as lowered its consumption, which could help reduce future zoonotic disease outbreaks. Lou, you and I haven't been having any bat lunches, have we?
I haven't had a bat in a long time.
I don't think you have. But you see there the diversionary story that everybody's supposed to take into their little Manchurian candidate minds is that the bats at the Wuhan market caused the big worldwide problem. It wasn't any kind of a bioweapon worked on by Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina and then worked on with the Bat Lady Ann Barrick, maybe, and Fauci funded from the NIH, $1.3 million, whatever it was. No, no, we're going to reduce future pandemics, because we're going to contribute to the World Wildlife Fund. And then the CDC says stop kissing your chickens. Boy, this is a big, important one, Lou. You know, when I was a little kid, it was turtles. We weren't supposed to have pet turtles because we would get salmonella. Did you have to live in fear of that specter?
No.
You didn't have any
turtles. I had a number of pet turtles, but they all died very quickly.
Before they infected you.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, the CDC says...
I never kissed a chicken, though.
That's good. Stop kissing your chickens. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said May 20th that recent salmonella breaks, including at least 163 illnesses and 34 hospitalizations in 43 states, are likely due to contact with backyard or domestic poultry, and urged Americans not to kiss or snuggle the birds. The real message there is we're not supposed to have the backyard self-sufficiency of chickens. That's it. We've got to stop those Amish farmers. We've got to come under the global reset. What business does any American have in being self-sufficient and producing his own food? Huh, Lou?
Well, that's terrible to think that we would think ahead that much, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The victims are turning. And then we had India. This is all from these little... This was the news ticker, I think, in Time magazine. India seeks removal of variant posts. In a May 21st letter, India's Information Technology Ministry asked social media firms to remove content on their platforms referring to the Indian variant of COVID-19, calling such references false. The World Health Organization has warned against location-based names for variants, but many place names have become widely used. One of my relatives who retired from college teaching recently was reprimanded. He was told, you cannot call it the China virus. And my brother, who is a rational thinker and a very good scientist, turned and said, well, it did come from China, and it is a virus. But rationality is in short supply these days. And then I think this tops off probably the headlines from Time magazine, an alarming sign of the times. If you were shocked by Michael Flynn's call for a military coup, you haven't been paying attention with U.S. representatives Jason Crow and Chrissy Houlihan. Quote, let us be clear. This assault on democracy is as intentional as it is insidious. Poor Michael Flynn, you know, he didn't suffer enough for being a good Christian man and a good patriot. And then, you know, we looked at first, there was a big headline there of an article, Can We Escape the Vaccine Culture War? By David French. Now, I'm not going to bore you with that whole article, but this was very interesting, very clever, in which the writer began to link the idea of people not wanting to take the vaccine, the vaccine hesitancy, to the culture war. In other words, Trump once again and Trump followers, they are the bad ones. Now, there was one true point that I have talked about here and Lou has talked about. Time magazine is right in this. Quote, each side erred in different ways, but anti-masking, COVID-19 denialism directly and immediately contributes to the spread of the disease. That's really true, because actually the person I was talking about in my family ended up with COVID after doing a lot of research on it, knowing so much, because of caring for a deceased relative's memorial service. He and his wife went to it, but there was no masking. There was no social distancing. This was April, so he ended up with COVID. So, you know, Lou and I have been vindicated when we say it's common sense. Of course, some masking, some social distancing helped. It did. Now, moving on to the tricky part about this article, that the blame is going on to the Trump followers. We must get to this little part here. Resistance to COVID restrictions became a marker of strength and independence, a sign that, quote, they, and listeners, that's you and me, cannot tell us how to live. I guess the they is the globalists, excuse me, and cannot tell us how to live. And it says that, yes, they will express other reasons for rejection, and that is rejecting the vaccines, including fringe conspiracy theories about chips, overhyped fears about adverse reactions, or faith in divine protection. You know, I'd like to move right from that to a little update in our own newspaper here in Maryland. And that was the Star Democrat for Wednesday, June 16th. That's only yesterday. U.S. Representative Andy Harris, a Republican representing the Eastern Shore, wants Governor Larry Hogan to stop the University of Maryland system from mandating COVID vaccine for college students, faculty, and staff. Harris, whose district includes Salisbury University and University of Maryland Eastern Shore, has written to Hogan and Maryland Secretary of Health Dennis Schrader to stop state universities from mandating COVID vaccine shots. Harris, who is a medical doctor and anesthesiologist, points to acknowledgement by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and a study from Israel citing correlations between the COVID-19 vaccines and heart inflammations, myocarditis or pericarditis, mostly in young men, typically between the age of 16 and 30. The Eastern Shore Conservative said the CDC will convene a meeting of its Immunization Practices Advisory Committee on Friday to assess the risks. And Lou, if you happen to see that little set of cards that I stapled together, if you want to go see if you see that maybe near, it may give the name of that newest young man who got the myocarditis. If you don't find it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if you do find it, and I'll go on to say that we were very disillusioned and upset with Representative Andy Harris, our representative, when we saw an earlier newspaper picture of him actually inoculating a young black woman in another area of Maryland. And we thought this was really a type of prostitution for his medical background and for his status as a conservative Republican representing the Eastern Shore. I think he may have repented. I'm glad. I really want him to wake up and to do his part as a physician as well. And so Harris wants the state to suspend vaccine mandates on college campuses while COVID vaccine links to heart inflammations are being evaluated. Quote, Maryland should suspend vaccine mandates on higher education campuses until the myocarditis data can be further evaluated and reviewed by the CDC, he said in a statement. Lou, did you happen to find those cards?
I found the group of cards stapled together.
Yes, and if you look in there, you're going to see there were two names. I think there was a young black woman named Scott, and this was very sad, too. She was a college student, I think, at Northwestern University, and I think maybe she was about 19, and she got very, very ill after the COVID shot, and she is dead. She is truly dead. Did you find those names anywhere there?
Not yet.
You'll keep looking.
Yes.
And the other person might have been Jason somebody. But if you look probably nearer the end of the thing, you'll see their names.
I see the one.
Okay, give us a little data there. Is that
Scott?
Yes.
Justin Harrington.
Yes.
Myocarditis.
Now, he was 19, wasn't he?
21.
21. Give a little more info if you see anything there.
I don't see a great deal more on him.
But he was a young, a 21-year-old who could have had a wonderful life, but there he is, so damaged. And he is still alive, isn't he?
I think so.
I think so. Do you see the young black woman?
Yes, Simone Scott.
And yes, and she
got myocarditis, and let me see now. She died.
Yes, she had to go to have an emergency heart transplant, and she died.
And she was an outstanding student from Northwestern University
yes,
says.
Exactly. So you see there when Harris is telling Governor Hogan it's affecting young men, it's not just young men. There's a young black woman. So you see now we're moving away from the fake news when Time magazine said that this is kind of a delusion. What was the quote there? It was overhyped fears about adverse reactions or faith in divine protection. No, as a Christian news representative, and I'm sure Lou feels this way too, we're seeking the truth, aren't we, Lou?
Absolutely.
We're looking for evidence. After all, you're a mathematician. You're not going to be hyping some kind of a delusionary effect without proof, are you?
No.
Of course
not. The mathematics
not.
I study depends entirely upon proof at the higher levels. We want proof of this before we say it.
Exactly. So now we move to some other very important headlines. Many of these are from Natural News. One is from LifeSite. And I think, first of all, the first one that we should get is to see that the tyranny is here. And we've heard some other terrible reports just lately that the people who were held under lock and key from the January 16th events at the Capitol are being terribly mistreated. And we really call upon this to end. This has to have the light of truth shown on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Or we'll be all like the people in Oregon. Here we are, LifeSite News, May 21st. Papers, please. Oregon now requires proof of vaccination. And this came from the dossier, May 21st, Jordan Schachtel. If you want to participate in Oregon society without being forced to wear a mask, you better have your paperwork in order. The state is now requiring individuals to display proof of vaccination if they'd like to take their masks off indoors, Oregon's health authority has announced. Fully vaccinated people in Oregon will have to show proof of their vaccination status in order to enter businesses and other facilities without a mask. Businesses who don't check vaccination status will need to maintain a mask mandate. And we would point out that Governor Hogan, as of July 1st, is ending all mask mandates everywhere. And so we're hoping that will all work out quite well. And now getting back to some more of these headlines, as I said, many of them are from Natural News or LifeSite News. Okay, here we are. LifeSite News, June 15th. Hundreds awaiting a decision from the government's stingy vaccine injury compensation program. Why, that isn't a delusion either, is it, Lou?
No.
My goodness, Time magazine omitted telling us that, quote, despite skyrocketing reports of deaths and side effects from COVID vaccines, the secretive government panel meant to protect Big Pharma from lawsuits and pay for deaths hasn't paid anyone yet. The members of this board are anonymous. We've heard some reports, too. These are rumors at this stage that 150,000 names were removed from the VAERS tally of the injuries and deaths, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So a lot of this smells to high heaven. And then we have June 12th, Natural News. British travelers from Portugal ordered to quarantine for... I couldn't read my writing, for 10 days, despite being fully vaccinated. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
June 12th, Pfizer vaccine linked to heart inflammation in young men, Israeli experts conclude. And again, we're bringing that out again to you after you've heard the examples of Ms. Scott and who was the other one? We had his name, but...
Justin...
Harrington?
Let me get that again. Justin Harrington.
Yes. We want to bring their names out again because they're real people. They're not statistics. June 11th, Yale doctor tells RFK Jr. how he was attacked by colleagues over COVID treatment recommendations for high-risk patients. June 11th, experimental COVID vaccines are bioweapon delivery systems that flood vital organs and the bloodstream with inflammatory spike proteins. Again, these are headlines from naturalnews.com. June 11th, CDC caught lying about hospitalization rates for unvaccinated teens in latest propaganda scheme to push more vaccines. June 11th, Bayer considers pulling Roundup from the U.S. market after judge reports $2 billion settlement deal. And then we have June 11th. The judge ordered a ballot audit in Georgia after discovery of, quote, pristine printed ballots that scream vote fraud. And also, we're noticing that there was a little postscript to that other headline about the vaccine injured getting no compensation. Currently, 869 people are awaiting decisions from the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program. And again, we ask you listeners to pray hard about preparing for the very worst. And we'll get into more of it next week. But if the grid would go down, can you live? Do you have water? Do you have a sanitary facility? How would you take care of your bathroom needs? Do you have flashlight batteries? There are many, many things. Do you have toilet paper? Are you someone who is going to be praying about whether you need to be able to defend your family and what you'll need for that? We're going to move right on now into part two of Police State and Pushback.
Our website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. You can hear our past crucial warning programs, The Gates of Death Open, The Gates of Death Swing Wide, and June 10th, Police State and Pushback Part 1. Just visit our listening archives. And again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. Visit those listening archives, and you can hear us weekly at WWCR.com Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, at that same time, you can hear us on shortwave, WWCR shortwave, 4.840 megahertz. And the show repeats Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. at 7.490 megahertz. So Thursdays, 4.840, and Saturday mornings at 8, 7.490. We can also be heard at the Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, at 5 p.m. Monday, and on Global Star Radio, and also at KStarTalkRadio.com, and that one is at Saturdays at 5 p.m., repeating on Sundays at 10:30 a.m.
And again, we thank a few listeners who have responded to our need for help to stay on air, and we're happy to bring you this cutting-edge news without making you suffer through commercials every 5 or 10 minutes. If some of you would like to help us, you can send a little cash, money order, or checks. Checks cannot be made out to us personally, but can be written to WWCR, and you can send your help to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, capital C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's Lou Caverly at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now we're going all over the map to put you in a position to understand what this police state is as it grows, and it is an offense to all Americans and humanity across the globe. There are many aspects of it. The teen passports, there is more COVID cover-up. There are just so many things. And this police state that is coming into being in the whole earth, it is also greatly going to be affected by the largest, scariest police state on earth, that's communist China. Is it planning to bring real war, not mere cyber attacks, to the American continent eventually? You know, you want to tune in again to our program next week to hear that. And tell others to go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. They can listen in our archives to past programs. And now, Lou, you have an important beginning here, because everything starts with God and the church and his so-called shepherds. Are they real or are they false?
That's exactly right. Judgment from God on a nation falling into sin and abominations starts at the church house. We saw that very few Protestant and Roman Catholic clerics said they abhorred Christians choosing to be injected with COVID-19 vaccines, directly or indirectly connected to aborted fetal cell lines. Dr. James Dobson took a stand, not nearly strong enough in our opinion. Archbishop Carlo Vigano took a stalwart biblical position. As a result, many churches endorse the vaccine acceptance. It is not surprising that police state tyranny then follows when evil is endorsed by pastors and congregations. And an example, and I believe you have that, Elizabeth.
No, I think that you have the church that is the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is not exactly the aborted fetal cell lines, but it all relates.
It does. And this was entitled, Presbyterian Church allows only vaccinated to attend in-person services. Non-vaccinated must watch online. This is from WorldNet Daily News Services, June 4th. A California church has offered a particularly evil carrot and stick to its congregants. Get vaccinated, or you cannot attend in-person church services with the rest of the body. The decision to segregate church attendees, according to their medical history, creating a two-tiered system with vaccinated congregants allowed to attend, but unvaccinated needing to do online services, or not come at all, comes from First Presbyterian Church of Santa Ana, a PCUSA congregation in the heart of California. And now I think,
now,
we go to you.
Yes, we do, because we're looking at this clerical, ecclesiastical connection. And LifeSite News's Dorothy Cummings McLean gave some vital details on the Vatican police state high priest. And this was Fauci to Vatican Health Conference. Priests are key to convincing religious people to take coronavirus shots. You've got to match the messenger to the audience, the 80-year-old government bureaucrat said. This was May 10, 2021. Vatican City, May 10th. LifeSite News. The face of America's COVID-19 response believes that clergy are key to convincing religious people who are reluctant to take an experimental coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the NIAID, was interviewed by CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a journalist specializing in medicine for a Vatican-sponsored health conference, published online last week. Asked by Gupta what he would say to, quote, vaccine-hesitant people, Fauci suggested that he was not always the most effective persuader. Quote, you've got to connect them with people they trust, said Fauci, whose NIAID division of the National Institutes of Health gave a large grant to the University of Pittsburgh to conduct medical research by grafting scalps from aborted babies onto rodents. Lou, it was worse than we remembered.
Yes.
We forgot that this was coming from aborted babies.
I had forgotten that. Yes.
How gruesome.
Yes.
How horrible. But picking up this story from LifeSite News, Gupta's first question, which first said science and faith sometimes seem incompatible, was not actually about religious faith, but an invitation for Fauci to explain how his system of beliefs informed his approach to the novel coronavirus. Fauci previously told Americans during the coronavirus outbreak that it was too dangerous to receive Holy Communion, but sex with strangers was all right, quote, if you're willing to take a risk. And so we move on a little bit about that interview. We have to know that, a little background, Fauci is the highest paid U.S. government employee. Since 2014, he has made $417,608 per year, more than the president. Shortly after President Joe Biden took office, he made Fauci his chief medical advisor, and Fauci informed the World Health Organization that U.S. taxpayer money would once again fund abortions abroad. Quote, it will be our policy to support women's and girls' sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights in the United States as well as globally, he said at the time. To that end, President Biden will be revoking the Mexico City policy in the coming days as part of his broader commitment to protect women's health and advance gender equality at home and around the world. The Mexico City policy prohibits federal funding of abortion abroad. Under former President Donald Trump, it was expanded into a policy called Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance. We have to interject here that some things are in flux. There are states recounting the votes, that fraudulent vote, and some odd things are turning up there in Arizona. Wasn't it something like, Lou, was it 200,000 missing votes?
I can't remember the exact number, but it was a lot, whatever it was.
It was a lot. And they found some Xerox ballots, didn't they?
They did, yes.
I believe, that were blank. And so there's Maricopa County and Georgia. Maybe some of the same thing is being found, you know, in both places. But there may be a momentum, and God may still be back of this. You know, we've turned against Trump since he keeps endorsing in a braggadocio way the vaccines. The vaccines, they came all right. But at the same time, there's no one who could stand up to communist China and to really defend our country like Donald Trump. So we are praying that if it is God's will, he will bring the truth out, that there will be a snowball effect. One state here, then another, then Pennsylvania. There will be more. And eventually, somebody at the Supreme Court will have to pay attention. Somebody there who doesn't want to have the Chinese soldiers coming and murdering them, because they would be some of the first who are murdered, too, besides the generals of the U.S. who do love America. So we're just telling you to think about these things and to pray about it. Back to this article. In February 2021, Fauci insisted that passing a nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package that gave hundreds of millions of dollars to pro-abortion activities and gave Planned Parenthood access to small business grants was necessary. And, you know, to get schools to reopen safely, I'm saying, we had to have this. So this was all going on in this Vatican conference. And so we see how these things are linked, state and religion. Considering the fact that Fauci oversaw an agency that took the scalps of murdered children and grafted them onto mice, Fauci's moral compass is on par with Joseph Mengele's, Dr. Joseph Mengele, commented Michael Hickborn, president of the Lepanto Institute. Quote, "For the last 8 years, faithful Catholics have watched in horror as the Vatican lauded abortionists, gave a platform to population control enthusiasts, pervertedly teaching, edited our blessed Lord, and even enthroned a pagan idol." So Anthony Fauci's presence at this conference is sadly not a surprise. Hickborn told LifeSite News, "Fauci's policies led to the shutdown of all public masses throughout the United States during the holiest time of the year, so asking him to give his guidance to Catholic clergy is a sign that the Vatican has lost all sense of supernatural faith." Hickborn recalled that sinister figures have in the past called on pastors and ministers to help promote intrinsic evils. In 1939, Margaret Sanger wrote to Dr. Clarence Gamble, suggesting that they convince, quote, Negro doctors and, quote, Negro ministers to promote contraception among the black population. Mimicking Sanger's approach, Fauci now wants to use Catholic priests to convince faithful Catholics to take an unproven shot that has over 3,000 reported deaths. That's going up far from that by now, Lou.
I thought I heard them say that at 500,000 now.
Wow. And it says over 100,000 serious adverse reactions. Oh, okay, the deaths were 3,000, and at this time they said 100,000. So you've heard about, I think we heard 440,000.
Yes, and I think maybe it's even beyond that now.
Wow. So he says faithful Catholics have every right to reject the shot and should tell Fauci, his lackeys, to go pound sand. And now, and getting into a little bit more of this conference, you see, we had the wheelers and dealers of the population culling Klan. In one conversation, former first daughter Chelsea Clinton, now vice president of the Clinton Foundation, advocated global regulation of social media to censor critics of the coronavirus vaccines. Several CEOs of and didn't we hear that Trump is now verboten on Facebook, I think maybe for 10 years. I think I just read that.
For quite some time. I don't know the exact time frame.
Yeah, yes. So our mouths are being shut, the truth tellers. Several CEOs of pharmaceutical and biotech companies, including Albert Bourla of Pfizer and Dr. Stéphane Bancel, discussed the COVID-19 vaccines. Again, this is at the Vatican conference in early May. The Vatican announced also that Bancel had been given a Pontifical Hero Award, quote, for inspiration, for leadership, and steadfast dedication to protecting all of humanity. And now, there were some presenters, the choice of presenters, some of whom, like Chelsea Clinton, are known supporters of abortion and the LGBT cause, and this was controversial among Catholics, like Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the one we talked about who took the stand against using the aborted fetal cell vaccines. The former papal nuncio to the United States stated that the Fifth Vatican Conference was the umpteenth scandalous confirmation of a disturbing departure of the current hierarchy, and in particular its highest Roman members from Catholic Orthodoxy. Now, this Vatican-hosted conference counted a lot of pharmaceutical and biotech companies among its donors. These included Sanford Health, Ackhead Holdings, the John Templeton Foundation, the Helmsley Charitable Trust, Aspire Capital, Hackensack, Meridian Health, University of California, San Diego, T. Denny Sanford Institute for Empathy and Compassion, United Therapeutics, Alliance, Global Partners, Moderna. Ooh, ding, 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 Lou, there it is.
That's right.
The Guffey Jackson Foundation, AARP. Ooh, are you contributing lately? I haven't for 3 years, and I won't be again because they're helping the LGBT communities. And you see what else they're doing here? AARP are directly there with groups that are using depopulation tools. My goodness, what a sellout. The Eliza and John Culver's House, Culver House Family Foundation, Lawrence Krimker, John and Mary Papa John. I wonder if that's the pizza family, Lou.
I wonder.
The Produce Marketing Association, Tivity Health, the Breton Family Fund, the Gary and Mary West Foundation, Health E-Villages, Horizon Blue Cross, Blue Shield of New Jersey, JDRF, First Quality, Piper Sandler, Sternages Ventures. Here's a big one, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Oh, we haven't heard that one weigh in yet, but now it has. Cryoport, Dr. Randall Proust, the Susan Scott Foundation, Amicus Therapeutics, Atlian and Martin Bednar, Healthscape Advisors, Malik's Pizza Palace, Selective Benefits Group, the Sovereign Order of Malta. Oh, now we're getting the secret societies, aren't we? Probably getting the Jesuit connection, and patrons who wish to remain anonymous. Now, along with that list, we had another article by the same author, Dorothy Cummings McLean, the same day. This headline was, Vatican Health Conference Takes Money from Moderna, then awards and showcases its CEO. The Holy See announced that the granting of a pontifical award to the CEO of a pharmaceutical company that makes abortion-tainted experimental coronavirus vaccines at a Vatican-hosted health conference the company helped fund. So that was Stéphane Bancel, you see, the CEO of Moderna. And there was a lot more there about this conference. We've given you a lot of the key facts. Now, the presentation involved conversations and soft interviews with executives from other pharmaceutical and biotech companies. Now, here were some of these. Dr. Albert Bourla, the chairman and CEO of Pfizer, which produces abortion pills. Dr. Robert J. Hariri, the chairman and CEO of Celularity. And Dr. Andrew Pecora, Celularity's director. Dr. Henry Ji, the chairman, president, and CEO of Sorrento Therapeutics. Stéphane Bancel, the CEO of Moderna, and Dr. Samarth Kulkarni, CEO of CRISPR Therapeutics. This is a big one. CRISPR is that idea of going in there and changing genes, you know, splicing them. And this could change us forever. These human chimeras, you know, Time was talking a little bit about something, but we've been hearing rumors of much bigger secret horrible evils going on. Alex Jones was talking about these chimeras maybe almost 10 years ago. Now, another interesting grantor that we talked about before is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder Dale D. Renlund, billed as belonging to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints took part in a number of short interfaith conversations 2 days in a row, appearing on screen with Rabbi Eli Abadi, Sheikh Asim Yusuf, and sometimes Cardinal Ravasi, to discuss such topics as a responsible behavior during the pandemic, religious traditions around food, the importance of dialogue. So we're getting the picture. Interfaith, the one world religion, the one world government, the one world tyranny is coming. And Lou, let's move right on to the next thing.
Arizona resident Marty Logan details how his mother died from the jab, shows autopsy evidence. And if you had gone to this website, which was the Gateway Pundit, on June 5th, there was a video attached. Marty Logan is a Scottsdale, Arizona resident whose mother took the vaccine on February 16th, 2021. She passed the very next day. Marty posted a video on YouTube telling the story of how the Moderna jab killed his mother. And this is his, these are his words. The medical examiners did not want to do an autopsy. They wanted to write COVID on it. We said no. When we found the death certificate and it said adult failure to thrive due to cardiac failure. Well, I have an autopsy right here that says there was no cardiac failure. It says there was no heart attack. There was no stroke. There was no aneurysm. We then sent the brain tissues out to a neurospecialist. Here are the final autopsy results. She had a massive and rapid liver failure. I asked the doctor, what was it like in her final moments when she went out? When she died, she had a shortness of breath, which felt like she was being choked, and someone had their hand wrapped around her neck. Here is the VAERS report that the pathologist sent to the FDA last week. The pathologist states that it was an adverse reaction to the vaccine. It was the Moderna vaccine. My mom tested negative for COVID on January 31st. She received the COVID vaccine on February 16th. I had dinner with her that night. We had onion rings. We had margarita. She was fine. She dropped dead the next day. These are the facts. Knowledge is power. Make up your own mind. CNBC reported that 9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, this is the vaccine working. The fact that those who tested positive didn't get a severe infection is a good sign, she said. Funny. Could it possibly be those professional athletes, some of the healthiest humans alive, didn't get a severe reaction? I should say a severe infection, because they are some of the healthiest humans alive? All of the members who tested positive received the J&J, Johnson & Johnson, single-dose jab. And now moving on, Health Ranger warns COVID vaccines are using social behavior spreading to exterminate humans in the same way ant colonies are poisoned. This is by Ethan Huff, Friday, March 21st, from Natural News. In his May 20th, 2021 situation update, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, discussed how the vaccine Deep State is purposely spreading the Wuhan coronavirus spike protein through the so-called vaccines in an act of bioterrorism. He talked about the many ways this is being done through coercion, intimidation, and even secrecy, with planes or drones possibly dumping spike proteins in the air so people breathe them in unknowingly, or in the water so people drink them. Another interesting analogy he brought up during this segment is how the mass injection campaign for the Chinese virus is oddly similar in its approach to the way that an exterminator might try to kill an ant colony. The bait is telling people that they can get a free donut or hamburger, or if they are really lucky, a gift certificate at Starbucks, in exchange for rolling up their sleeves. Once injected, these people then bring the shedding spike proteins back to their friends, families, and neighbors through, quote, social behavior spreading, unquote, of the disease. Adams noted, quote, if it doesn't kill the ant that picked it up, unquote, it's a slow acting kind of death poison. And it spreads to the other ants and kills them all, and kills the nest. That's what the vaccine is for humanity. It's treating us like ants. And the ant bait is what they're handing out for people who get the vaccines. Here, have a free donut. Have a free beer in New Jersey. Here, you get a hamburger. This is like ant bait for moronic, idiot humans, he further stated. Again, those are the words of Mike Adams. Now,
and,
go right ahead, Elizabeth.
Yes, what do you have there next?
There's a little bit more to this one. The next one is New Hampshire's
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish.
Oh, that's all right.
It's important.
And the subheadline says, we are now living in a Chinese virus horror film. Now that it is undeniably evident that people are getting sick and dying because of the vaccines and what they are spreading, people in the know must speak out whenever possible to shatter the false narrative that unvaccinated, asymptomatic people are somehow responsible. Adams warns about what will happen if we all remain silent. He says, quote, this is a war on humanity, and the only reason it works is because people are as dumb as insects, and they're not going to last too much longer. This is a bioweapon system that's designed to spread socially, so in essence, you might call it a self-replicating vaccine. But it's not exactly that. It's more like a self-spreading, toxic particle that is biologically functional, and once it gets into the blood, it causes blood clots that then kill people from all these clotting causes, like heart attacks and strokes, unquote. Eerily, this type of thing has been depicted in entertainment over the years. Everything from Batman to The Matrix to Minority Report has featured episodes that dealt with futuristic concepts that we are now seeing come to life thanks to the Chinese virus. Quote, it is like a Batman episode. The villain has broadcast towers all across the city. Adams further explained about how these injections could be opening the vaccinated up to mind control. Adams stated, quote, he could turn them on and just make everybody angry. I think that's real. I think we're looking at it. They turn them on and make people lose their minds, and we're seeing it. We are living through not just Batman episodes now. We are living through weird science fiction dystopian dark films. And we're living through The Matrix, living through Minority Report. Weird stuff. Every person who's died from COVID is actually a casualty of war. And the war is being waged right now.
And yes, Lou, when we listen to Mike Adams' situation update for Wednesday, June 16th, and we would recommend that situation update. If people want to go to naturalnews.com and go down to Brighteon, they can find that. It was very interesting because you and I reported on that listener who emailed us about the magnets sticking to his arm. And so now there are more reports of this. And Mike Adams explains that there's something called magnetofection. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's
and that,
right.
This is a well-known thing that happens. And if the nanoparticles in the mRNA vaccines are organized by the iron in our bodies, if let's say we got the vaccine and the iron kind of organizes them in a certain way, you see, then they become magnetized. And they would be prone to being activated by something, possibly, like an electromagnetic field. You see, there could be a kill switch so that at some point the government, now this sounds far out, but we have to tell you this, that there at least is something there that seems to be magnetic. So if this kill switch went into play, perhaps the people could be killed, you see, by something. And there was some speculating that it might set off something, a reaction that would seem like Ebola or something like that, that there was a, probably a whistleblower said that it was something like anthrax in this whole mRNA injection that would help to make this magnetofection happen so that this thing would be in readiness to make the person sick again, and the symptoms would be like another terrible virus. like the Ebola, you see, and then lockdowns could come again. Then there was the other thought, you know, you and I have always watched here in Maryland, the big route to the beaches, Ocean City in particular, from all the high populations of Baltimore and Washington, D.C., coming across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in the summer. Well, that whole route now along Route 50 has had these huge microwave disks, and we've wondered about them for a long time, ever since we began investigating the New World Order. And we talked to an old friend, now deceased. He was a pastor, but he had worked for the telephone company for years, and he's the one who told us they were microwave. Now, once they could be activated, do you see the huge signals that could go down on the people as they're going to the beach? So there are a lot of unanswered questions. We don't have all the answers, but I can see that next week our program will have a slightly different title, and you definitely want to tell others to tune in. It'll be despotism, because we are going to get into the vaccine passports. We are going to get into Amazon's tyranny. We are going to get into a lot of things there under despotism. It'll be despotism, degradation, the moral degradation, and dragon at the door. And you know who the dragon at the door is. So I think now we'll move right on. Sidney Powell has said these words: America is now a communist regime. She was interviewed on the Talk of Pittsburgh radio, the Rose Unplugged show, and these were her words: the world is absolutely upside down because this country is upside down, she charged. They're feeding lies to the American people every single day. America is now a communist regime. Verbate mind, spreading and harming God's youngest creation, those little children. And here we are. Here's the headline, June 4th, from Natural News, Lance Johnson. France planning to inject 12-year-old children with spike protein bioweapons. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, recently announced the government's plan to prey on psychologically vulnerable parents and vaccinate as many children as possible. Children as young as 12 years of age will be pressured to inoculate with experimental spike proteins from the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine series. The European Medicines Agency recently approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID jab for young teenagers. The dishonest drug maker recently settled a $2.3 billion judgment for fraudulent marketing, the largest health care fraud settlement in the history of the U.S. Department of Medicine. Now Pfizer is seeking approval to inoculate babies as young as 6 months in the U.S., Europe, and Poland as they fraud the world on levels of criminality that are unconscionable. France's health minister, Olivier Véran, did not question the plan to vaccinate children and provided no further information on Pfizer-BioNTech's fraudulent clinical trials. He said children would, quote, not be able to be vaccinated without parental consent. But he did not provide parents or the public with any information on the fraudulent Pfizer studies. He also did not provide any context on the matter of natural infection or discuss why children should not fear a potential COVID infection. The health minister paid mere lip service to, quote, parental consent, without mentioning the simple fact that children are not a high risk for potential COVID infection in the first place. Public health authorities are leaving the public ignorant and refuse to stand up to a predatory industry that damages public health. Children around the world are being taught to live in terror of select advertised pathogens that their body can readily overcome. Children are being mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and spiritually trained to believe lies about their body and submit to abusive authority figures. These abusive authority figures have exploited the psychology of children and held a hand of force over children's faces for over a year, restricting their breath and interactions. Now these authorities are hurting the children, coercing them to take part in spike protein vaccine experiments that turn their cells into bioweapon factories. In Pfizer's clinical studies that needlessly exploited children as young as 12, a majority of the children experienced direct physical abuse from these destructive vaccine experiments. After the second dose, half of the vaccinated children were prescribed pain medication to cope with the inflammation caused by the spike protein experiment. A total of 173 children suffered from new or worsened joint pain, and 2/3 of the vaccinated children suffered from fatigue, and a similar number, 64.5%, reported headaches. Another symptom that the vaccine was supposed to prevent, chills, was reported in 455 children, or 41.5% of those vaccinated. Fever, vomiting, swelling, and diarrhea were also reported in numbers far greater than the placebo, non-vaccinated group. These were just the problems reported in the first week after vaccine administration. Shockingly enough, 30 children did not show up for the second dose, and Pfizer did not report on the reasons why. Worse yet, after experimenting on roughly 2,000 children, Pfizer is parading around the world, claiming their two-shot protocol is 100% efficacious for all 12 to 15-year-olds. What a dangerous con. The so-called efficacy of Pfizer's vaccine protocol is based on the ongoing fraud of the COVID-19 PCR test. 18 children tested positive for COVID-19 in the placebo group, which is the normal rate of false positives for the falsely calibrated COVID-19 test. Most children test positive without showing any symptoms at all. This does not prove a vaccine's efficacy, especially when COVID is improperly diagnosed and not symptom-specific. Pfizer did not mention if these 18 COVID cases in the placebo group had any symptoms that were as severe as a multitude of needless symptoms observed in the vaccinated children. And you can see that we are in a deluded society, and we're under extreme brainwashing. And you know how irrational it is, the FDA headline from WorldNet Daily, May 21st, vaccine hesitant can't use antibody test to prove immunity. Why, they were telling us that these are such important tests. You know, what's white, black today, and tomorrow it changes at the will of the reprobate mind. You are not part of that mind, and you must pray and start thinking about your own family's welfare and protection. And you must pray to God to get your life in order with Him. This is the most important thing of all. Repent. The feeling of anguish at the sins, the horrible things that you've done and thought, and the giving over of your life to Him, because then His love will flow to you and He will guard you and direct you all the days of your life. God bless you. Good night.